Hello, I'm Paul Larson. The origin of the human race often stirs up controversy when discussed by people with differing views of science and religion. Author Mark Laxer of Johnson, Vermont is attempting to bridge the gap that divides scientific from religious viewpoints. In this author visit, we discuss his work, The Monkey Bible. You've written a potentially controversial book called The Monkey Bible. Was that part of your intention to create controversy?
Well, Paul, the intent was not to create controversy. There are elements in the book, for instance, the question, one of the questions that's raised is exactly how much human DNA does one need to get into heaven or into church? Or does God prefer the base pairs ACCTG or CCCGAT? That came out just in 11 years of writing. My intent, however, is not to present controversy, but to try to build bridges and with respect, heartfelt respect to the religious community and great respect to the scientific community, I try to create a narrative that accommodates both points of view.
So what is this narrative? What's the plot?
It's a story of a young Christian man named Emmanuel who suddenly finds himself confused about his genetic identity. In fact, he's confused about his entire story of his creation. And so he travels around the planet and tries to understand and come to terms with the real story of his creation.
So like the main character in your book, you are also concerned with the story of your own creation.
Concerned and fascinated by. So I began this journey when, in a sense, from an earlier journey. So when I was 14 years old, I started to try to understand my story of where I fit into nature. And that took me on a journey which actually culminated into me joining a cult. I looked to the East. I looked to a guru and eventually wrote a book, Take Me for a Ride. It's up on the internet for free. And got myself out of the group, and I found myself with the same questions. Who am I? What is the story of my creation? Where do I fit in nature? Except this time, rather than looking to the East, to a guru, I looked to biology, I looked to anthropology, I looked to mythology, I looked to religion, and the culmination of that journey is the Monkey Bible.
You've written about keeping apes off the extinction list, and you feel that science needs to work with religion in order for this to happen?
I do, indeed. What my research has shown is that the environmental groups, the NGOs, who are working toward environmental protection and wildlife conservation are doing a great job, and it's not enough. And in our lifetime, it's looking like, in the wild, great apes will go extinct. And I was thinking about, for my 3 and 5 year olds, what kind of world will they grow up in when there's no orangutans in the wild? It's not, and of course that's a symbol of a lot of biodiversity, because if these creatures go extinct, that means a lot of other less sexy animals, visually appealing, cute animals, cuddly animals, will also go extinct. And these creatures are necessary to support the great web of life that we as humans are part of. So part of my journey and part of my intent is not only to protect those creatures out there, but to protect ourselves.
Have you received any reaction from the religious communities?
Well, our big launch in Washington, D.C. on September 16th was at a church, and we were invited with open arms, and my understanding is the folks there were thrilled with our presentation. We've gotten very, very positive reviews from religious leaders. And I'm absolutely thrilled about that.
And how about the scientists? Are there any scientists who are happy to read the ideas in your book?
I was extremely proud that Dr. Richard Wrangham at Harvard, a primatologist, said that I got the science right, because the book really contains several textbooks of evolutionary biology and primatology. There's real science in there. And I spent years harassing my wonderful wife, who is a scientist, and all her colleagues to get the science right.
So your narrative is fiction, but a lot in the book is nonfiction, would you say?
I would say that quite a bit of it is nonfiction.
You have written about some of the gaps you see in the hearts and minds of Americans. What are those major gaps?
99 point something percent of scientists, of biologists, say that evolution through natural selection is not just a cool idea that we can study in ninth grade biology class, but it's a central organizing principle of all of biology. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, you have a huge number of US folks and Canadian folks who just don't buy it. And so this gap is fascinating to me. And I'm trying to understand why the numbers in North America are so high for people who don't accept evolution. And in England, it's, you know, it's like 88% of the people accept this sort of thing. And I remember just talking with people at a bar or at a coffee house, and they would look at me and say, I didn't evolve from no chimp. Of course, that's not what evolution is saying. It's just saying that great apes and humans shared a common ancestor. But that's one huge gap. The second gap is that I found that we as a species, we as a people, feel that we are ethical. We feel that we are moral. We are on the right. We're closer to the angels than to the apes. We're closer to God. We feel that inherently, so many of us do. And yet, we are destroying what some people call the biosphere and others call God's creation at an alarming rate, like the Earth perhaps has never seen before. So this is a huge gap between our sense of ourselves and our incredible destructive nature, and I include myself in that. To drive to your studios, I was driving a Subaru and eating up fossil fuels. And so how do we as a species address this gap? How do we as a people address both those gaps? I try to do so in the Monkey Bible narrative without per se having a solid set of answers, but rather by raising a number of gentle mirrors, hopefully gentle, and asking some questions.
What would you like readers to take away from this book?
What I would love is if people would explore the line that separates humans from non-humans, evolution from creationism, speciation from extinction. Explore that line. Don't be afraid. Take a look at it. And maybe the readers would take away from it the sense that that line is not so dark and deep and menacing. Maybe it's flexible and porous. It exists. Not saying that God doesn't exist. But the line exists, but maybe the line is something to celebrate and is not so dividing after all.
The Monkey Bible Project also involves a music CD, a rock opera, and live shows. Author Visits is a production of Mountain Lake PBS. For more information about the Monkey Bible, head to our website at mountainlake.org.